Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Jesus Christ, Matthew 24:29-31. Greetings in the glorious name of Jesus Christ. This is Jim. And a few quick admin things. The purpose of this podcast is to help people to spread the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ and to let people know about and teach and talk about the glorious Spirit-filled walk with Jesus Christ, which is the answer. It is so awesome and glorious, and it has nothing to do with religion. We would like to hear from you. Just email us at hello@bridgeministries.org, and would love to hear feedback. Always trying to improve the podcast, get the sound right, get everything in order. This message is different from others that I've given, and it's called War in the Heavens. And the purpose of this message is many purposes, but some of the main ones are to help us realize how big this universe is and the things going on around us and how incredible and awesome and powerful our God is, and his with his armies. And it's just it's awesome to think about. For us to realize that there's a much grander scheme of things that have gone on for really billions of years, we don't know how long, and to realize that yes, mankind is so important, and God made us in his image, we don't even realize how significant and we are in his plan. But at the same time, there's so much going on that's much bigger than beyond us, that when we realize that, I feel it can really help us. It can be freeing and liberating. And one of the main things I want to emphasize is when we are following Jesus Christ, we are in God's family, in his kingdom, in his army. We have the victory. God Almighty is winning this war. Of course, there is the enemy and his armies, but God Almighty is winning this war. He's going to win in the end. We read in the Bible about it. When we're with him, we win. Amen. We have the victory now and forever. And we can try to put it into words, but really it's in many ways a mystery, and so we are just to submit to that and humble ourselves before him. War in the heavens. I want to just start with some of the big aspects of this and apply it to us today. First, God Almighty, of course, is on the highest throne in the universe. Amen. There are three heavens. The atmosphere is the first one, then there's the second heaven, and then there's the third heaven. That is, it's above us, God Almighty, his presence fills heaven. Jesus Christ is at his right hand, and God Almighty has his armies. He's the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies. His army has five divisions. There's five divisions of angels. These are glorious beings. Just one angel that we might come in contact with, we will fall down on our face before him and be in awe, and we will never be the same. And remember, we have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We have Jesus. He's greater than all the angels. He's His presence, His power. That's the answer for all of us. When we find Him, when we find His presence, we will never be the same. That's when everything begins, and it's just awesome. God's angels carry the presence of God with them, the glory of God with them. They are in His presence and in His glory in heaven. And whenever we read about them in the Bible, when they appear to man, when in modern day times, if they appear to someone, they carry that glory of God with them. The light of God, the glory. That's why I say someone will fall down on their face before them. And when we read about them, there's some scriptures coming up. Read those portions and just let the Holy Spirit reveal these glorious revelations about angels to you. And His angels are, of course, part of His plan. They carry out His work. There's billions of angels. How do we know that there's billions? Well, Jesus talked about angels a lot. We know that in the Gospels. And He said, remember, He talked about children and said, their angels always see the face of my Father in heaven. So every young child has an angel. Essentially, we have an angel our entire life that is, you know, sees the face of the Father. I don't want to get into a big debate about that, but here are the five divisions of angels. Seraphim, Isaiah 6, 1 through 3. All of these beings are awesome, and the seraphim and cherubim are so awesome. They're in their own classification. So there's seraphims, there's cherubims, Genesis 3, Ezekiel 1. Zoe, living creatures, is the third classification. Revelation 4, fourth classification. Now, these are not in an order. These are just generally, I'm presenting the five different classifications. There's probably the fourth, archangels. Amen. Michael and Gabriel, and Lucifer was one of these. He fell. Luke 1, Daniel 10, and then angels. Luke 2, Matthew 4, Luke 22. These angels have been in existence longer than we can even really know or understand. The earth is estimated to be 4.5 to 5 billion years old in some estimates. And some recent discoveries have estimated that the universe could be 10 billion years old or more. After studying stars and so forth. Really, God Almighty has existed eternally in the past and in the future. Amen. So these angels, it's just incredible to think about. And I want to recommend a book, Angels on Assignment by Roland Buck. If you look that up online, this is a modern day guy who lived in the USA who had angels visit him many nights in a row. And it's awesome. Many people have had encounters with angels. We read about angels throughout the Bible. The enemy, Lucifer, is now Satan, was one of the archangels. He rebelled. Many of us know about that. It's in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. He tried to overthrow God. He was thrown out of heaven, went down to the earth. He is still today opposing God, trying to fight God, trying to win. He cannot win. He was defeated at the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen. And remember, Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. So he was cast out of heaven. The enemy, the devil, has modeled his army after God's army. His army, the enemy's army, has five divisions, and here they are. This is in Ephesians. It's a well-known scripture, but here are the five divisions. Spirits, which are demons. Principalities, they are chief rulers of the highest rank. Powers, authorities under the principalities, rulers of the darkness of this world, men in Satan's camp, men who are possessed by demonic powers. And then the fifth one, wicked spirits in heavenlies. These are fallen angels. Those are the ones who fell with Satan when he fell. So that's the five divisions right there. And let's, again, I want to keep this simple. purpose is to show us how big the universe is and how much is going on that's so beyond us. But when we are with Jesus and we are hidden in Him, we're walking with Him by faith, we have the victory. We don't have to worry about these things. And we don't, you know, we walk by faith, which is the best way. Faith is just reliance on God. Now I want to sum up something that is, it's hard to sum it up. It's literally covering billions of years, and there's a big misconception in the Bible, but I just want to touch on some things and maybe bring some things up. In part two, I may go into more depth on this. Before I sum this up, I want to just say that this is a big debate and a big topic. We do not have all the answers. There's so much that's a mystery that's beyond us. Yes, a lot is explained in the Bible. In these messages, I'm not trying to just come across as like, hey, I've got the answers. I just want to present some things, get us thinking about them, and how they affect us today. And what I'm going to present in these short messages has been taught before, and there's books about it. There's actually a book called War in the Heavens that's available on Amazon if you want to get that. Our ministry is glad to send you that book for free. Just email us. It's called War in the Heavens. This is not a promotion of that book. There's other great teachers who have teachings about this, but it may not be in a simple book form. But a lot of this teaching that I'm going to give in these short messages comes from some other teachers. I will cite them and give them credit. But just want to present these things. Take them or leave them. I encourage everyone to search out and find the answers for themselves. We all know about the flood in Noah's time. God basically flooded the earth and destroyed all the people on the earth other than Noah and his family. And it's an incredible story. Noah spent, you know, many, many years building the ark, and everyone thought he was crazy. It made fun of him, and then he and his family were saved, and everyone else died. There's actually another time that's in the Bible in which God destroyed the earth. And to sum it up, I and other people believe it occurred after Satan was cast out of heaven. He was sent down to the earth, and Satan enslaved those on the earth and with his angels, and then God destroyed the earth, and then he restored the earth starting in Genesis 1:2. So in Genesis 1:1 and 1:2, which are the first two verses of the Bible, between those two verses is when I and other people believe that Satan was cast out of heaven. There were cities on the earth at that time, a pre-Adamic race way before Adam and Eve were created. There were big animals, which are the dinosaurs and all the big animals that we have discovered for years, have discovered their remains and fossils and all of that. Satan enslaved all of those, took over the earth. He was actually in charge of the earth before he was cast out of heaven. And when that happened, God destroyed the earth, and then he restored it starting in Genesis 1:2 and on. And we call it the creation story, but really it's a restoration. God said, let there be light, let there be waters, let there be, you know, heavens, let there be. And he restored the earth back to where it was, to its original state, and then created Adam and Eve. So, for further reading about this in the Bible and about the fact that God destroyed the earth twice, not just once in the flood of Noah, but twice, please refer to Job chapter 9, specifically 5 through 7, Jeremiah chapter 4, verses 23 through 26, specifically, Isaiah chapter 24, 1 and beyond, Psalms chapter 104, verses 5 through 9, and also Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, which are remarkable portions of Scripture about the fall of Lucifer and about many things related to that, which is such a central part of this general perspective. Really, the only reason that I'm bringing this up is for, so that we can realize, again, the world, the universe is much bigger than we realize. It's so beyond us. We are a tiny little creation. The human race is a tiny creation, yet very important to God, made in God's image. Created 6,000 years ago, and now we come to today. The earth and this war has been going on for billions of years. We don't know how long. And it's between God and the devil, and their armies are fighting, and then now we play into this, and God created us in His image. And yes, the human race and all of related to it is incredibly important to God. He wants everyone to spend eternity with Him in heaven, and it is tragic that most people will not make it to heaven. When we realize when we walk with Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, we win and we have the victory, and we can actually impact eternity. We can alter eternity in our own life and in others around us. This is incredible. Then that's why I said earlier, this war in the heavens impacts every person on the earth, whether they realize it or not, because all of us will exist for eternity, either in heaven or hell. And all of us are impacting eternity, either for good, for heaven and for God, or for bad, for the enemy's eternity. We don't want to be a part of that. We want to, you know, first we want to spread the gospel so that people find Jesus Christ. We want to help people in this find the Spirit-filled walk with Jesus Christ. Amen. Help people receive this glorious, priceless, eternal treasure and gift, finding Jesus Christ in a relationship with Him that allows us to become children of God, to find life everlasting, eternal life, the divine nature, to be partakers of the divine nature, to be able to live forever. That's what we want for us and for those around us and for anyone who will listen. Amen. And so when we realize the good forces, the evil forces, and the incredible history behind them, then it helps us. It gives us a perspective. And so back to this, the restoration of the earth. God restored the earth. He created Adam and Eve, and the earth was now perfect and beautiful. And here comes the devil again, trying to disrupt God's plan. And he goes to Adam and Eve and causes them to sin. He knew that that would greatly disrupt God's plan. I'll finish up there and continue in part two. Part two will cover moving on to the theme and purpose of the whole Bible, which is, of course, Jesus Christ and His genealogy, the seed of Jesus Christ, the genealogy, from Adam all the way until to Jesus Christ, and then to us today. And also how the devil has continued to try to disrupt God's plan. We see it in the Bible. And then today, the devil's trying to disrupt His plan still. I'll continue in part two. Thanks for listening. This is Jim with Wonder in Reality.